Holby City, starring Guy Henry as Hanson, Paul Bradley as Elliot, Bob Barrett as Sasha, and Jimmy Akinbola as Malik. Fight the Good Fight, written by Justin Young and Paul Matthew Thompson. Previously...
Welcome to Kiev.
Dr. Tereshenko?
We don't have the equipment. We don't have the resources.
New house, new start. And what we definitely don't need...
is a remote-controlled helicopter.
You're learning quickly.
Good.
Oh, Sasha, you had to move underground.
I just can't get rid of it. The pension scheme won't release the money, but we can still buy the house.
How? We can't afford it.
I'm taking care of it.
We're on the brink of securing funding that will make us one of the leading hospitals for teaching and research in the country.
I've no intention of leaving, Holby. Our work here is just beginning.
Hanson picks up a pile of folders from the roof of his car.
Mr. Hanson, you're in early.
Worms to be caught, Mr. Hope.
Allow me.
Oh, thank you very much.
So would these worms have anything to do with your plan to improve the hospital's teaching status?
Oh, glad to see you've got your finger firmly on the pulse, yes. The Vice-Chancellor and I are meeting with the University Board this afternoon.
I have to say, some of us are rather surprised at your sudden zeal for matters educational.
An increased affiliation with the university will give us the status and funding we need to make pioneering advances in medical technology and treatments.
So it's about money?
No, it's about legacy, it's about excellence, it's about building our assets.
And in order to do this, you need the university to give you...
£12 million.
You're asking them to give you £12 million so that you can add to your empire?
I'm asking them to give me £12 million so that this hospital and everyone in it has a future.
Inside, Elliot comes out of a lift.
Yep, and that one. And the trolley too, please. Come on, guys, I haven't got all day here.
Where are they taking all this equipment?
It's not my ward, I really don't care.
I didn't know we were having a clear out.
Streamlining, Elliot, that scanner's older than you are.
This is in perfect working order.
Out of date, obsolete, in the way.
I think we should just hold fire. You should have discussed this with me.
We're discussing it now, aren't we?
I know space is at a premium, but I am still lead consultant.
PA x-rays. 17 centimetres heart's enlarged, high tower pulse, mild pyrexia.
Right. 5 milligrams of heparin.
Good morning, Mr. Hope.
Morning. Are these rosters?
Yes, they're subject to change. I'm going to have to bump your 3:30, I'm afraid.
Well, perhaps you could give me a theatre list and an itemised inventory.
I'm really busy, Elliot. I don't have time to make lists.
We should argue the case with Hanson.
Yeah, he's not to be disturbed. Yes, I'll be there in just a minute. There's an email from him somewhere amongst that.
She gestures to Elliot's messy desk. Down in Sasha's den, Sasha and Luke are playing a computer game.
Gee. Where'd you get a big blue ball of fire from?
No. Supposed to be at home.
Mobile?
Switched off. Maybe something came up. Well, I would be the last person to know. I've been acting really strangely.
This is Sasha we're talking about.
All right. More strangely than usual. You don't think he's getting cold feet, do you?
So you've won again. Sudden death decider?
Why not?
Great.
They both stand up to check their bleepers.
Keyhole appendectomy.
Botox and filler.
Bad luck.
This way, I'll be richer than Spence.
Just as insufferable.
Right. The key stays with Eddie. Right?
Okay.
I'd only lose it. So, are we bonding?
No, don't think so. I like what you've done with the place, though.
Oh, and don't forget, Chrissy doesn't know.
Right.
Okay. What happens in Fight Club?
What?
Never mind.
Malik's in a lift with his headphones on, drinking a cup of coffee. The doors open and he comes face to face with Hanson.
Mr. Hanson.
Good morning, Mr. Malik.
You weren't waiting for me, were you?
Are you aware that your shift began 11 minutes ago?
Malik hurries after Hanson.
So, do you have an excuse to hand, or would you like me to give you a moment to make one up?
All right, you got me. I can't lie to you, Mr. H. I overslept and I missed my train.
I really can't abide tardiness in any form. This will not happen again.
Definitely not.
Right. Thank you. You see, I need my registrars to be here long before I am.
Your registrar?
Yes. I'm Keller Consultant today, and you are my registrar.
Hey, the dream team.
I have back-to-back meetings with the university vice-chancellor all day, so effectively I need you to be me on the ward.
Well, I can do that. Involves a lot of looming, right? And scaring the life out of baby doctors.
Indeed it does. Speaking of which, you have three medical students shadowing you today. Should Professor Pavlovsky from the university choose to shine her light on even the darkest corner of our building, she will find that our capacity for teaching expertise is being vividly demonstrated by the likes of you.
Would you want me to teach them?
Inspire them, Mr. Malik. Mentor them. So that by the end of the day, they'll be standing on their desks and addressing you as captain, my captain.
We have an appointment to see Mr. Hope.
Right.
My father is being admitted today.
Excuse me.
Petro Zinchenko, Zadayan CH.
No reference, sorry.
He has a heart condition.
Oliver glances over at him.
Are you sure you got the right date?
I have his address. A letter.
Oh, Mr. Hope. Apparently that's your patient.
Mr. Hope?
Yes. Petro Zinchenko.
No records.
Right, well, I'm sure there's been some sort of breakdown in communication.
Где письмо?
We need письмо.
We can't find the letter.
It'll turn up.
His GP referred him months ago.
Elena?
Okay.
Excuse me.
Let's get him into a bed.
The only one we've got is HDU.
Let's get him in there, then.
You don't think there's someone else, do you? What, Sasha? You haven't seen him, have you?
Oh, he's not on the ward, no.
He's late for a shift. Oh, I remember now. Pediatric consult. You never told me. You haven't seen him, have you? Right, well, I suppose you'll have to do.
Luke slipped Eddie the den key. In Holby care, Sasha's about to inject a patient.
No, wait. Bit needle phobic.
Salim, maybe Botox isn't for you.
I need this.
Really? You don't?
Sweet. Date this weekend. Got to look my best.
Okay.
I found him on this website, you know, Lonely Hearts. I cheated.
Really?
With my profile picture. Algarve, sun-kissed, 2003.
Right.
Crow's feet, smoker's lip. Jamie, that's my date. He's expecting young, line-free and single.
How about we close our eyes? Good. Smile for me. And relax.
How long have you had these chest pains?
His English is not good.
English is better than David Beckham's. A long time. Worse after I wake up.
Some days he can barely walk.
These readings are cause for concern. It would help if we had your medical history. I'm sorry. You've had a previous procedure?
He's had a valve put in.
A long time ago, now.
Right, okay. Well, you have what we call a heart murmur.
Is that bad?
Well, we'll need to do some more tests. Usual bloods, angiogram and echo, please. And let's see if we can't track down that medical history.
Olena takes her father's hand.
He's in safe hands.
You see, I said it would be all right.
Спасибо, дорогая моя.
Malik's examining a young woman's arm.
So, how did you do this to yourself?
Fell down some stairs.
Where?
My block. I was just on my way to work. It was raining, made it slippery. Council was supposed to fix the lift like a year ago.
Really? Okay. So, just so you know, you are my Malachites, and I am the prof. I'm the general registrar here on the Keller Ward, and this is my domain. So welcome. As you see, there is a bit of vascular compromise, but how do we know that? That's right, because the arm is a bit cool, and the color is
a little paler than we'd like. So my reading of the situation is that we could be looking at a arterial problem.
What now? What, is everyone in this hospital just going to come and gawp at me? Why don't you sell some tickets?
This is your consultant, Mr. Hansen. Thought you were in a meeting all day.
Evidently, the professor is running late.
Yeah, well, I was just explaining that Matty Grace here has a arterial compromise with a complication of the cephalic artery. Would you agree?
How did she sustain her injuries?
Hello? I'm right here. You can't ask me, you know.
Hello, and yes, I'm well aware of that. I'm just not entirely convinced your account is reliable.
She fell down some stairs.
Yes, it says that here too, so full marks for consistency, none for plausibility, I'm afraid. I'm not convinced that this sort of damage could be caused by a fall. Your patient is lying to you.
Hey, don't call me a liar.
Always assume that your patient's lying until it can be proved otherwise. Ah, and there is the professor at long last. Will you call orthopedics, please? Keep me posted. I'm a little worried about vascular complications, so don't rush into anything.
One of the medical students has written down "everybody lies" in his notes.
It's a pleasure to meet you face to face at long last. I'm so sorry to have kept you waiting.
Not at all.
You're very tolerant. Personally, I can't bear lateness in any form. But in my defence, the plane was 43 minutes late in taking off.
Did you read the draft proposal I sent yesterday?
Yes, I read it on the plane. It's persuasively written.
Thank you.
Obviously, I have some questions.
Dan is examining Matty's arm.
Can you rub your fingers for me, please? You say you sustained this injury falling down some stairs?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I must say I don't quite know how you managed to land at that angle. It's quite an achievement. My initial examination suggests that the brachialis is intact, but I'd like to do an exploratory just to make sure, which you're all welcome to come and watch.
What's one of them?
It means we open you up, take a look, and
what?
Then...
No way. I just hurt my arms. Why don't you give me some painkillers and let me go? If I broke anything, I think I know about it.
Not necessarily, you see, with an injury.
It's all right. We're not going to cut you open right now.
Right. Thank you. Someone with an actual brain in his head.
Mr. Mallet, could we have a word, please? Excuse us.
I'll be right back.
Would you mind not undermining me in front of our students?
My students.
Your students.
Mm. We're worried about vascular complications, so before you go wading in with your big size 10s, we need to make sure.
Sorry, Malik, who's we?
Me and the big dog. The H-man. Hansen.
Oh, Mr. Hansen doesn't appear to be here right now, and seeing as I'm the only consultant present...
Yeah, well, I'm here on his behalf, so he is effectively standing here right now, and he says, don't operate on the lady until we've had a proper chance to assess. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for Matty Grace. They said she'd be in here.
And you are?
I'm her uncle.
Jack tries to get into the consultant's office, but it's filled with old equipment. Elliot's looking at some x-rays.
Aortic stenosis, prosthetic valve failure. Valve is badly calcified.
My office is full of scrap metal.
I spoke to admissions, no sign of any records.
I thought we'd agree to throw it all out.
Sure, there's a valid explanation.
The address you gave me? Holby British Legion.
Oh, the Russians.
Or Ukrainian.
Well, they're obviously health tourists.
He needs treatment.
Well, he's not getting it here. Elliot, come on, they're playing you. They may as well have turned up with their violins.
So where do you suggest I send him?
The airport?
Were you going to even tell me you'd come in here?
It's nothing serious.
Serious enough they got you in a hospital bed?
They're just being overcautious. I don't even know what they're doing. Who told you I was here?
You weren't answering your phone, so I called your work. I should have been the first person you called, Matty. The first person.
I just didn't want to worry you.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Very much doubt it.
Something very wrong with the situation. I don't like the look of it.
Where would that be?
Patient in her condition saying she fell down some stairs. Half an hour later, some dodgy bloke turns up claiming to be her uncle.
Yeah, well, maybe he is our uncle.
Excuse me.
Ah, Clakey, could you see if theatre's free? I'd like to do an exploratory operation on Miss Grace.
Actually, before you do that, could you page Mr. Hansen for me, please?
consultant.
Mr. Hansen's registrar.
I'll page him for you right away.
Thank you. You left me no choice. Right then, my Malachites. Time for a recap on what we have learned today.
You're coming to the end of your first quarter as a foundation trust.
We are.
And your board will want to see evidence of innovation, especially in terms of new revenue sources.
I expect they will.
So it would really help your cause if you could wheel me in as some sort of deus ex machina with my big bag of university cash.
Although I question your turn of phrase, I can't dispute the point. But it's not my board of governors we need to convince this afternoon, is it?
We need to convince.
I take your presence here as an encouraging sign.
You may take my presence here as a sign that I'm prepared to listen, but I can't guarantee that I'll back you until I see evidence that you have the resources to turn Holby into a fully-fledged teaching hospital.
Elliot comes to find Elena and Petro.
You haven't been entirely honest with me.
You would never have seen us.
So where are you from, really?
Olena nods at her father.
From Kyiv.
My father was diagnosed at Kyiv Hospital. Dr. Tereshenko.
Nadia Tereshenko.
You met her at Christmas?
Yes. Yes, I did.
The doctor's there.
I have limited resources.
We heard about your work.
He needs an operation.
I know.
However...
They gave me 3 months.
You could save him.
That doesn't change the fact that you lied to me.
We came all this way.
My daughter is very persuasive.
Yes, Ukrainians often are.
So, you will help?
There is a common misconception that the NHS is free. However, inevitably, somebody has to pay.
We can pay.
She gets an envelope of cash out of her handbag.
$1,000. It's all we have.
She thrusts it into his hands.
Mr. Malik has already explained if there is any vascular compromise, then rushing her to the theatre will only exacerbate the situation.
Just like I said.
I still don't think we should wait.
Mr. Hamilton, I have made my decision. We give her 10 milligrams of morphine, we book an MRI, and we wait. You'll all be familiar, I'm sure, with the expression fools rush in.
Are you the gaffer?
If by gaffer you mean director of surgery, yes, I am.
Matt has been in here for 2 hours, and so far all you seem to do is argue among yourselves.
At this precise moment, our plan is to wait and see.
Oh, well, let me get this straight. You have no idea what's wrong with her.
That's a reasonable summary so far, yes. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have an important meeting to attend to.
Len walks off.
From now on, you will page me only if it's critical, understood? And make sure she stays right there.
Right you are, boss.
You want to know what this is really about?
What?
Them. They're using you like some sort of little guinea pig so they can teach their students something. You know, if they were really worried about you, they'd be cutting you open right now.
Yeah.
We'll get you back. Ice bath, painkillers, that's all you need. We're getting you out of here.
Are you sure?
Hey, don't go falling apart on me, girl. Not now. Not today. You understand?
Yeah. Sasha comes out of an office as Eddie walks past.
Psst. Did you get the key?
Oh, what, you mean this key that you lent to Mr. Hemingway?
Yes, that'll be the one.
You showed him our den.
I needed someone to play with.
How could you, Sasha?
Ah, there you are.
Where have you been? I've been looking for you everywhere. No phone calls, no email.
Switched off all morning.
That paediatric consult.
Yes.
Have I done something to upset you?
Whatever gave you that impression?
I just feel there's something going on here.
Right, here's the thing.
Celine Hawker, support down from Holby Care, shortness of breath, constricted airways, BP 70, systolic pulse 150, possible anaphylactic shock. Which bed?
Bed 4.
What have you done to me?
Chrissy looks at Sasha.
Left ventricular hypertrophy.
His aorta is mashed, it's sticking to the chest wall.
Which means?
That you couldn't go in with a straightforward replacement.
We'd need to do a specialist transapical procedure.
No, it's too risky. The valve is already compromised.
Left thoracotomy. Needle, guide wire.
Surely this is just academic.
For once in his life, Valentine's actually talking sense.
We can't just discharge him.
Elliot, here's a reality check for you. You need a team, equipment, a modicum of foresight, not to mention £30,000. If you don't tell them, I will.
Jack walks off.
It's a rare procedure.
I've never seen one done.
Brilliantly conceived.
Shame our hands are tied.
Okay, look, I appreciate it's frustrating, but you need to trust that we know what we're doing here.
Why? Give me a reason to.
We've booked an MRI scan for the next hour. Then we'll know what we're looking at. Then at least we'll know, right?
We've waited around long enough. Matty, sign a form. Let's get out of here.
But you can't just discharge her.
I think I know what's best for her, mate, thanks.
With all due respect, I don't think you do.
Get on my face, please.
Listen,
just asking politely.
Mr. Grace, will you take your niece back to her bed now, please?
It's fine, Dan. I've got this.
I will call security if I have to.
Security?
Matty, you don't have to go anywhere you don't want to.
I know that.
I can arrange for you to talk to a nurse in private.
Hey, what do you mean by...
God's sake, Len, just tell him.
Len stares at Matty, then looks back at Dan.
Matty is the number 4 ranked female welterweight boxer in the country. As well as being her uncle, I'm also her trainer. You're lucky she's in a good mood. She could beat the crap out of you right now.
Why didn't you just say so?
We never met a doctor didn't want to see our sport banned, especially when it comes to girls. We don't like being judged. So it generally makes life easier to just avoid the subject.
I can only apologise.
Don't bother. I want to see your boss, the tall guy. Now.
Who are you proposing as your clinical skills lead?
Clinical skills lead? I think that's a sort of detail.
I would hardly call it a detail. We're talking about the first point of contact for students. The person who'll be setting the curriculum, providing a role model. We need to give the board an idea of the person who will be dealing with the students on a day-to-day basis. Get this right and everything else will fall into place.
I need it on the ward, I'm afraid.
Not a problem. I'll accompany you. I'd be fascinated to see you in action.
Oh, would you excuse me for one moment, please?
Certainly.
Hansen comes over to Len.
Mr. Grace, I gather you're trying to secure an early departure for your niece?
Oh, yeah. We're leaving right now. But before we go, I'd like you to know that your bone man here needs to learn some manners.
Well, I apologise if your experience here has been less than satisfactory, but...
Less than satisfactory? You keep her here 2 hours, you get a whole load of different doctors to push and prod her, while those three stand gawping at her. You can't tell me what's wrong with her, because we're supposed to wait and see. And then posh boy here accuses me of beating up my niece.
It was a misunderstanding. I've apologised. How was I supposed to know she was a lady boxer?
Right, as far as I'm concerned, she should remain here until we know exactly what's wrong with her. So let's fast-track the MRI, get onto it right now.
Already on it.
And, Mr. Hamilton, a word with you, if I may. Excuse me.
Dan heads over to Hansen.
Dan Hamilton.
Professor
Perth. Oh, I didn't know you worked here.
Yeah, I've been here just over a year now. Orthopaedic consultant, believe it or not.
Dan captained our university rugby 15.
Prof Pav was my hall tutor. Sterling touchline support every home game.
Do you know, we still haven't beaten your season as captain.
No, you're just saying that.
I wish I was. I still remember that match you played against...
Mr. Hansen, the MRI is free right now.
Very good.
The rash is in uniform, facial paralysis, blisters around the ears.
You think it's something else?
Well, I have no idea what it is, but I better put it right. Thank you.
Sasha goes over to Celine.
Oh. Permission to come aboard? Right, a botulinum allergy is fairly rare.
She's complaining of earache.
I've gone a bit deaf.
Face feel numb?
Well, it would, wouldn't it?
One side, both sides?
This side.
Any nausea, vertigo?
Bit dizzy, but...
But what?
I have been all week.
You really should have been honest with me, Celine.
You wouldn't have done the job.
Right, let's do a PCR, OK?
Sasha and Chrissy walk off.
Botox?
Well, you know, Botox, filler, light lipo gets rather addictive.
You're moonlighting.
I was going to tell you.
As if I care.
It's demeaning, Chrissy. It's not a sideline I'm particularly proud of.
So why the hell are you doing it?
Well, it pays well. The house, the future, everything you wanted.
Mr. Hansen, sorry, I'd like to convene a multidisciplinary meeting.
Not today, out of the question.
I know you're busy with the Vice-Chancellor.
Is the patient critical?
Well, as things stand, he's stable.
Then why are we having this conversation?
But his condition will only get worse.
Mr. Hope, rules are rules. As a non-EU citizen, he forfeits the right to surgery.
Without a valve, his prospects are very bleak.
Which is regrettable.
I'm not sure I can let him leave.
It's not your decision to make.
Hospital policy.
NHS policy.
Matty's being slid into the MRI scanner.
Comfortable in there, Matty?
I'm stuck in a giant metal tube. Comfortable isn't the first word I'd use.
You won't be in there long, all right?
This is all clear. You let me go.
It's all clear. I'll call you the taxi myself. Keep calm. Keep your arm absolutely still, please. All right, begin, Mr. Malik.
But even if this is all clear, there's no way you're going to be fighting tonight. You know that, right?
I think that's my decision.
Is it? Or is it your uncle's?
You don't know my uncle.
Okay. Well, this woman that did this to you, did you land any on her at all?
It wasn't a woman.
Come again?
This girl, I'm fighting tonight. The Hungarian. She's big. There's only four other girls who train at my gym. None of them anywhere near her build.
So who did you fight?
I got this guy, Danny. We only did three rounds.
No one even asked what kind of a man gets into a boxing ring with a woman.
He was doing it to help me. To build my strength. I begged him, okay?
Your uncle know about this?
He'd go nuts.
Then he's not going to want you to fight tonight, is he? In your condition?
I don't understand. Tonight... tonight means everything. We've been training for this for years. I'm not going to let him down. Not now.
Elliot's come back to see Olena and Petro.
I'm very sorry. We don't have the time, resources or finances to treat you. If it were my decision...
But is he getting weaker? You can see.
But I can refer you to patient liaison and they'll speak to you...
He'll never make it back to Kiev.
What about those?
So you're just going to let him die?
I am very sorry.
Very sorry. Not my problem. Fine. You want us to leave?
Sorry, you're making my position very difficult. This has to stay
on.
I'm very sorry.
I trusted you.
Ramsay Hunt syndrome. Similar virus to the one that causes shingles.
It was nothing to do with the Botox.
Off the hook.
Hardly.
Well, I'd like to do a neurological assessment just to be on the safe side.
My husband. My ex-husband. He's getting married again. And I thought, maybe I'll go. Show you I've moved on. 10 years younger. I'll show you.
How did the MRI go?
Well, there does seem to be some evidence of a ruptured tendon and a hematoma. Given that the arm circulation has improved, you may go ahead with the exploratory.
Thank you.
I've asked Mr. Malik to accompany you just to get a general surgical perspective.
Right. Oh, Mr. Hansen. Prof. Pad, Professor Pavlovsky, I understand it's all very hush-hush, but she tells me I'm your first choice for clinical lead.
Does she indeed?
And I just wanted to say thank you for your faith in me. I won't let you down.
Any idea where the professor is right now?
It's my father you should worry about.
He could have concussion. When did you last eat?
I can't remember.
That's not helping anyone.
How can I eat? With him like this?
I am sick with worry.
Every day I have to watch him suffer. He was always so strong. Always looked after me. Now I have to look after him.
Is your mother living in Kiev?
She died when I was small.
I'm sorry.
My father is all I have left.
Tell her I'm trying to be as reasonable as I can, but if the proposal hasn't materialized by Friday, then the conversation is basically over. All right. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
So, how did your scan thing go? Is her outlook bleak or sunny?
How well do you know Mr. Hamilton?
Pretty well. Since he was a fresher. He's a phenomenal fly half. Have you ever seen him play?
No.
You're not a rugby man?
No. In my experience, it's a rather brutal, thuggish and pointless pursuit.
I would have thought you might have appreciated it on a tactical level. You strike me as someone who enjoys strategy.
So I gather we've offered Mr. Hamilton the clinical skills lead.
It wasn't an official offer. I merely
asked... Do you not think it might have been courteous of you to discuss his suitability with me before broaching the subject?
It was a hypothetical question.
As director of surgery, I decide who we appoint in positions of such responsibility.
At the moment, this is all hypothetical. There is no clinical skills lead, there is no pre-registration centre, and there is no £12 million. All you have is an idea which you need me to back.
Elliot brings Elena back to see her father.
Papa.
Right, I think what you both need now is some peace and quiet. I'll get you some food. You, I'm afraid, Mr. Zinchenko, are nil by mouth. If you're going to be prepped for surgery.
I knew he would help us.
It is good news.
Well, you can thank me when all this is over.
So when do we do this operation?
Well, this procedure is going to take quite a while to organise.
I have been waiting forever. I can wait a little longer.
Well, I better get the ball rolling before I change my mind.
You said the scan would tell us what's wrong with her.
We said it would tell us if there was anything wrong with her. Now that we know, we need to take her into...
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious.
He strikes me as being rather rude and aggressive.
No, I call it driven and challenging.
Are you trying to make a point here?
What point would that be?
Well...
Yep, well done. That's absolutely right, Helen. A ruptured tendon. So, when I take her into theatre, I'll be performing a blunt finger dissection.
We could take a photograph of that little scene right now and put it on the cover of our investment prospectus. Dan!
Do you have any idea what a vascular complication might mean to her?
Fine, look, I'll bring her back first thing tomorrow morning.
No, listen.
No, you listen to me. In 3 hours' time, she's going to be in that ring.
What is wrong with you, man? You know why she's here? You know why she's got those injuries? She's so scared of you, she let herself take a beating from some guy named Danny rather than let you down.
What the hell are you talking about?
You really want to help her? Then why don't you just leave?
Philippa and Hansen have overheard. Chrissy's testing Celine's reflexes.
Twice I cancelled that treatment. Cold feet. Dr. Levy was so reassuring.
Yeah, well, they do go the extra mile on Holby Care.
All I wanted was a fresh start.
Going to X's wedding is hardly the best way of going about it. Just try and relax. Sasha, do you want to move in with me or not?
Yes, I want to move in with you.
Well, then what's the problem?
He turns to see Eddie staring at him.
What?
Yes, well, I'd need the valve as soon as possible. Well, do your best. Thank you.
You're insane. Impressive delay in tactics, though.
I doubt she fainted on purpose.
You're breaking all the rules.
Feels quite liberating.
Hansen's going to flip.
Hansen's busy. He's not going to know. Unless somebody tells him.
I'm a bitch, not a snitch.
Jack finds the envelope of money.
Don't tell me you took a bribe.
No, it's her life savings. She left it here for safekeeping.
What, this little envelope of money? It's just enough to pay for a scrub nurse.
If you'd seen the situation in Kiev...
Spare me the sob story, Elliot. You want to jeopardise what's left of your career? Fine. Just leave me out of it.
Do you know, I once knew a Jack Naylor who would have jumped at this.
Covert operation?
Groundbreaking surgery.
He turns his computer screen round to show her a video of an operation.
If I assist you, then this ward has to see some changes.
I could really do with you in there.
This junk goes first. What is it, Valentine?
Mr. Hope, I think you should check on your patient.
So, after we hit them with your financial models for 2013-14, we go into case studies and personnel. Potential lecturers... and mentors.
Mr. Hamilton always strikes me as someone who is very happy to wear an old-school tie.
At what point exactly did you decide to make him your designated poster boy?
I don't think that's a relevant question.
What is the relevant question, then?
The only relevant question, as I see it, is does he fit the brand?
Brand? We're not selling anemic coffee drinks to the great unwashed here.
No, we're selling an education. We want them to choose us.
Which is why you need me. If we become a leading teaching hospital, you'll rise up the university league tables.
Oh, come on. You have far more riding on this than I do.
Oh?
I'd guess that your job may very well depend on it.
Your board will be here in 19 minutes. Now, I don't want to have to tell them that the meeting's off, that we have unreconcilable differences, but if I have to, I shall.
Just as I suspected. We have a ruptured tendon.
What were you expecting? A round of applause?
Merely trying to involve my students in the procedure.
Your students?
Yes, well, I did my operation after all. Now, pay attention, Hamiltonians. I'm now going to suture the two ends of the broken tendon, the proximal end and the distal end.
Wow! It's like watching a movie with a director's commentary on, isn't it?
What are you talking about? Could you make yourself useful and bend the elbow 45 degrees?
A real boring movie at that.
Well, you don't actually need to be here. I'm perfectly capable of doing without GS backup.
Really? Great! Because I reckon the Madakites deserve to see something a bit more interesting than a blunt finger dissection. Right, my friends. As fascinating as it may be to watch an orthopod wiggle his finger around in a patient's arm, wouldn't you rather see some real medicine?
Malik, I need you to look at this.
One sec.
He goes back over to the table.
Jeez! Don't go away, people! It's just got interesting.
Elliot's listening to Petro's heart.
Bad pain.
Bradycardia. Sats are dropping. Hypertension. Borderline LVF. Right, let's give him some nitroglycerin. Start him on a dopamine infusion. We're going to try and make you more comfortable.
How can he be comfortable? He's dying.
Right, let's chase up that valve.
Pardon me, Papa. Yell your beauty, Pierre.
I need suction. I can't see. Okay, I see it.
Are you looking at a bundle?
No. It's a bleed from the cephalic artery. I'm going to need to make the incision bigger. I can't get access. Malachites, come on. You're not going to see anything from there. Scrub up and get in.
Are you sure that's such a good idea?
How are they going to learn if they don't have a ringside seat?
Fortunate turn of phrase.
Yeah, sorry, Matty. More suction. It's no good. Give me retractors. Can we page Mr. Hansen, please?
Hansen?
Yep. He's the consultant and this is his patient.
He's not available.
What are you talking about?
He's due in a meeting with the board any minute.
Yeah, well, I know Hansen. He's not going to prioritise a room full of suits over a patient.
It's a very important meeting.
What do you know about it? Just page him.
Elliot's at Petro's bedside.
Having to bring his operation forward.
But you needed to prepare.
His condition has rather caught up with us.
If we don't do this now, he is going to die.
Mr. Hope, I'll make sure theatre's prepped for you.
Right, thank you.
Alena! Ты не пойдешь домой без меня.
He says he believes in you.
We'll do our best.
Thank you, Dr. Hope.
They wheel him away, but Alena hangs back to talk to Elliot.
Mr. Hope, my mother isn't dead. She ran off to Stanitsk. I want to save my father. I'll do whatever it takes.
Jack comes over to Elliot.
Did you tell him the valve isn't here?
It will be.
He looks over at Oliver on the phone, who shakes his head.
If this Mr. Malik is the marvel you claim him to be, why does he seem to keep asking for your help every 5 minutes?
I should point out that Mr. Hamilton is in theatre with him.
Well, then surely they can cope without you.
I'm afraid when a patient's health is at stake, everything else becomes secondary. You can start the presentation without me. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Well, how do you know you still have my backing? Surely there are some major questions still to resolve.
Just one, I think.
So what's your answer? Am I going to back you in there or not? Are you going to throw away a £12 million deal on a point of principle?
Hansen looks away.
I'll tell them you have my full backing.
Elliot and Jack are operating on Petro.
The thing about keyhole surgery is I always wish I had smaller hands. Amazing, really, how things have developed.
Elliot looks at the screens.
Okay, that is the sheath in. Thank you.
Any news on the valve yet?
No.
Come on, Valentine.
Right.
We're here today to talk about a very exciting new era of collaboration between the hospital and our university. Now, unfortunately, Mr. Hansen is needed in theatre, but hopefully he'll be joining us shortly.
Rather a lot of people in here.
Mr. Malik thought our students deserved a closer look.
Quite right, too. So why am I here?
Break your arteries impeded.
Embolism?
Mm-hmm. But it's something else, too.
I told Mr. Malik not to page you. I know you've got an urgent meeting with the board.
Be quiet, please, Mr. Hamilton.
So what is there something else I should know about Mr. Malik?
She has markings on her back and her abdomen slightly distended.
Which tells us what?
An internal bleed, I guess, but how?
Well, we won't know till we open her up, will we?
BP's through the floor.
Elliot and Jack are still operating on Petro.
Thank you. How's it looking to you?
We should consider bypass.
That's impossible.
Oliver rushes in with the valve.
Right, I think we're ready for the valve now.
So, everyone knew except me, scheming behind my back.
It wasn't like that, Chrissy.
No?
It is none of my business.
Well, you're more than happy to cover Finn.
At the moment, I'm just getting grief from both sides.
I thought he was happy.
He is happy, okay? And he wants to make you happy.
So what's his problem?
Well, he's a bloke. He's Sasha. Like, he looked out with you. He's just really feeling the pressure.
Am I really that hard to live up to?
Might save some time if you actually said all of this to Sasha.
Yes, I know. If I could find him, he's disappeared again.
Eddie takes the den key out of her pocket and hands it to Chrissy. In the operating theatre...
Everyone's in position.
You realise you're still a soft touch?
Well, sometimes a soft touch is exactly what is needed. Stand, please.
Tell that to Hansen. This guy saw you coming.
Now for the tricky bit.
Well, at least he crashed. Now it's legit, whole different ballgame. You pull this off, we can only look good.
Arrhythmia.
He's in VF.
All right. Any questions? Fluid and cross match. Adrenaline, 100% oxygen, please.
Pushing fluids. No change.
We're going to have to use paddles.
Not yet.
Patient on call perfusionist.
No, bypass is too risky. Take over, please. The valve isn't deploying properly. If I could just...
Elliot, let me.
Jack takes over. On the screen, the valve opens up.
There, that's got it.
Sat back up.
Well done.
Let's get the guide wire out.
As they're pulling it out...
There's a leak.
Damn it.
It's a small one.
Right, we're going to have to open him up.
No, we'll never survive it.
Then what do you suggest we do, Elliot? Come on, this is your operation. Elliot!
Right. The bleed may clot itself. Let's pack it. Take 5 minutes to consider our options.
Jack and Oliver exchange glances.
Elliot! 5 minutes and I cut him open. More packs.
Right, suction and let's pack it.
Found the clot.
If we don't stem this bleeding, we're going to have to mobilise the whole liver. Could you pull the wound up, please?
BP's dropping.
OK, can I get 2 bulldog clips, please?
Small bowel and mesentery, fine. No other points of bleeding there.
Malachite, see how I'm clipping off the artery here?
Pancreas and aorta, fine. Ah, there we have it. That's what we're looking at. Mr. Malik, please.
Dad, can you?
Yep, sure, if you can.
Yeah. Good.
Got it.
So, what do we have, Mr. Malik?
A tear in the liver.
Tear in the liver, good. Pax, please.
Suction.
Diathermy for Mr. Malik, please.
As Malik starts to perform diathermy, thin wisps of smoke begin to rise up.
So, do you think you can cauterize it?
Ah, it's a mess. I'm going to have to reset part of it.
Right. Well, I think you can both take it from here.
Yep.
Sure.
Olena's waiting in the corridor when Elliot bursts out.
He's stable, but still in theatre.
Elliot comes to sit down next to her.
So what are you doing out here?
Thinking. Complications.
My father did not want to come. He wanted to stay in Kiev.
But he needed the operation.
We couldn't pay. My family were always poor. We could never afford to buy new things. My father always used to say, the longer something has been around, then the longer it will last.
You know, my office is full of outmoded machines. The hospital wants to throw them away.
Why? Do they not work?
Some people consider them old-fashioned.
I do not understand why people think like that. If something works, then why not use it?
Thank you.
What for?
Trusting me.
Elliot gets up and heads back into theatre.
Sorry to have kept you.
4 minutes and 59 seconds.
Still bleeding.
Okay, well, I'm going to suture. Proline, please.
No, with the ventricle in that state, you'll tear it apart.
You got any other suggestions?
I'd like to try something. Thank you. As you rightly pointed out, Ms. Naylor, the patient's aorta is stuck to the chest wall.
We're running out of time here, Elliot.
Bit parts. All mashed up.
And?
Fibula, please.
What the hell are you doing?
Something incredibly simple. Epithelial cell glue, please.
Cell glue? You're going to glue him back together?
Well, the oldies are the goodies, as my mother used to say. Let's see if that does the trick. It's holding. Appears to be. Right. 5 minutes, wash it through with saline. Remove the tube and the scope. No need for drains. Good. Right. Thank you.
In many ways, the clinical skills lead will be one of the most vital figures in our students' education.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Henrik Hansen. I'm Director of Surgery and Consultant General Surgeon. Forgive me for being so late and for my attire. I come hotfoot from theatre. As Professor Pavlovsky has no doubt explained, what we're proposing here is not just about classroom learning, it's about hands-on experience. Now, I'm aware that these presentations can be a little dry, so I thought who better to explain what life here will be like than three of our students.
Chrissy unlocks the padlock to Sasha's den. She opens the door and steps inside. She stares round in disbelief for a moment, then walks in a little further, finding a score chart on a whiteboard. Sasha comes in behind her. He walks over to her, and she turns to look at him.
You found me, then?
So this is where you've been hiding?
Well, here in Holby Cap.
I thought you'd thrown all this stuff away.
I hadn't quite got round to it.
Sasha.
It was just a room to store stuff first, you know, and then it became...
Somewhere to get away from me.
Somewhere I could be myself.
I'm not trying to change you.
I do want to move in with you. I've never wanted anything more in my life.
Well, then somehow, somewhere, we'll find room for all this stuff.
Shame, actually. Getting quite attached to the place.
Then you better go and lock the door.
You mean... Oh.
Chrissy turns to the computer game.
You better get ready, because I am a demon with one of these things.
He isn't out of the woods yet.
He'll be okay. I know he will. I didn't say thank you to you.
Дякую.
Дякую.
You're welcome.
Olena watches Elliot leave. In the boardroom, the medical students leave to a round of applause.
Thank you. Well, as I hope our young colleagues have just proved, we have the capacity to share our expertise. But more than that, I believe it is our duty. I believe it is time to secure our legacy. Which is why I'm delighted that we have the full backing of your Vice-Chancellor.
Absolutely. And now, to continue where I left off, as clinical skills lead, we are proposing Mr. Dan Hamilton.
Along with Antoine Malik. As our young students have just said, both surgeons have the qualities the role requires, and together they make a formidable team. It seems almost impossible to choose between them. Wouldn't you agree, Professor?
In the consultant's room, Elliot's trying out some old equipment. Jack comes in.
Right, a deal's a deal. I want this crud out of my office. In the car park, in the basement, just not here.
I thought I might send it to Kiev.
Kiev?
Clearly they need it more than we do.
Well, if it stops them coming over here.
They said she had an operation on her liver. Is she okay?
We'll know a lot more tomorrow.
So what happens now?
Like I said, we'll know a lot more with time. There's a possibility we might have to consider dialysis, but... hopefully the liver may be able to regenerate itself.
She begged me to take her on, you know. Never taught a girl before. Took her 2 years, but... yeah, eventually she wore me down.
How?
Her dad. My brother. He's a complete waste of space. Left her when she was 12 years old. She just folded in on herself.
So you taught her to fight?
I taught her discipline. Taught her to think for herself, to use her strength, you know? She won tonight. She could have made some money, some real money. Escaped. That's why I pushed her. And yeah, maybe I pushed her too hard, but it was always for her, always.
Well, I'm sure she knows that.
Malik looks at Len, who shakes his head. Then Malik walks off. Hansen comes to join Elliot in a lift.
Ah, Mr. Hope, I'm glad I ran into you.
Excuse me.
Actually, I'm in a bit of a hurry.
The operation?
Went well, thank you.
Patient's condition deteriorated and you were forced to proceed with surgery?
Something like that.
The valve had already been ordered.
Well...
Directly countermanding the instructions I gave you?
Mr. Hansen, if I am to be of continued value to this hospital, I really must insist on a small measure of autonomy. It's the only way I can do my job.
Right, well, I shall consider that request and bear it in mind.
Hansen gets out of the lift. He finds Philippa about to leave his office.
I thought we were playing on the same team.
Of course we are.
In my experience, people very rarely live up to their reputations. But I'm glad to say you may actually have exceeded yours.
I shall take that as a compliment.
I'm looking forward to working with you on this. You strike me as a man who isn't used to failure. And if you can't make a success of this place, it would be a very public failure.
It would.
We'll speak soon.
They shake hands, then Hansen opens the door for her. She heads out, and Hansen goes over to his desk, drops a file onto it, and clasps his hands together with an understated air of satisfaction.